Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another show. It's you and I. Freedom Friday. This is on a Friday. We're taping or recording this, I should say, February the 4th, 2011. This is Freedom Friday. On Fridays, we talk about those who are in the process of gaining some type of freedom or overthrow of the current government that they have in place right now, maybe with not some, most of the time, but nothing even better than what they're throwing away. But yet and still, those things happen. Fortunately enough for Egypt, maybe that's what they needed to get Mubarak out. Unemployment and food shortage, but that's going to be causing a lot of revolutions maybe this year, maybe one right here in America. But anyway, I'm your co-host, Jahima.
I'm Dennis.
Welcome, freedom fighters, revolutionaries, spiritual warriors, our beautiful queens and strong queens, our men, our women, our children, our young girls, our brothers in lockdown, and also my people out there on the streets, surviving on the hard streets, no matter where you are in the world. Our hearts and minds go out to you. As we want to bring the show up to another level, you and I, this is a global station or a global talk show. We don't just look at ourselves here in the United States or look at ourselves as Ethiopians. This is a global show, a global perspective. We want to talk to all those who want to talk with us. My brother?
Agreed. Now, I said to Jahima, I say, brother, if you had to make a list for the listeners in terms of, like New Year's, you make a New Year's resolution, you'd say, what are some of the guidelines? One of them you said is change your diet. I think a better way of saying that is proper nutrition. Another one you said,
well, or eat consciously. Elijah Muhammad had a phrase for that, and I can't remember what it is. I'm going to have to look it up. But continue with your analogy of what the list I was saying, that
okay,
the attributes to.
No, I want to hear them from you again. One was the nutrition part.
Yes.
And that was so key to you. I mean, you want to make a bigger statement on nutrition? I think I want to take a little runoff with nutrition. And I want to get direct to spirituality from nutrition. Now, let's go to spiritual warfare. Is that all right with you, brother?
Freedom Friday.
Freedom Friday. I'm saying, listen to this. Yeshua said, or the Eucharist says, this is my body. Eat me. This is my blood. Drink my blood. Because as you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you're eating me and you'll become me.
Let's look at the symbology behind that, because yes, Yahshua did use wine to represent the blood and the bread to represent his body. But what was he really teaching and trying to say to us? This is Freedom Friday. We're rootsy. Those who understand, my Rastas out there, you and I forgot about y'all. That won't happen again. My Ethiopian brothers, that will not happen again. My Idrins and my Sistrins, that won't happen again. Forgive me.
Thank you very much.
Forgive me. I've forgotten you for all the other past shows. Forgive me. I'm making it up on this show. Really, forgive me. I don't know what happened to me. Wow. I forgot about them.
Well,
and they're my peeps.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
I wouldn't be the kind of man I was if it wasn't for my rosters.
Well, you don't really forget about that because you talk about Bob so often. You were talking about Bob before we started recording.
I have to. Bob was I missed the boat. I didn't realize the significance of this man until he was dead. I've missed a lot of musicians like that.
Okay. Well, one thing you said, I asked you, what was Bob's formal education? You say you don't know. I said, Bob didn't have a lot of formal education, brother. Bob, of course, grew up in Jamaica, but Bob
Kingston.
But Bob had direct knowledge from the Most High that he elucidated in terms of in his music. Now,
and he had to come from that because he knew exactly how to sing it and say it in his music to the point where even the enemy wouldn't even be able to decipher it. Remember, if you have a mind of a serpent, you will think like a serpent. If you have a mind of a dove, you think like a dove.
I don't want to move too far away from the statement I made. And when I said spirituality, a lot of what happened in satanic rituals is the drinking of blood and the actually eating of flesh. Now, you say, you asked a question before, what was Yeshua really saying? Yeshua was saying, he said, this is not about nutrition, this is about life. In other words, eat me was not referring to eating his flesh and drinking his blood, or even in symbolic language, the blood and the wine. It was about you be me to others as I am to them.
Well, and to put it in a better perspective, devour my example.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Exactly.
That's what Yahshua was saying in using that wine and the bread as the symbolism of what he was really trying to get across. Because once you devour him, you become a light.
You become him.
And your nature has to change. Because you and I know light and darkness does not coexist in the same place.
Agreed. Now, when you say nutrition, it's not only referring to the taking care of the physical body, but of the spiritual body that is light.
True. And it's interesting you bring that up because what causes the change of thinking?
I like where you're going with this. You know what causes the change of thinking? It's because we did a show on this before. I was listening to it a little while ago. You said with the slave situation, you said they were not allowed to be educated in terms of really reading and writing, but you said this, that there was access to knowledge from the Most High where it's a spirit-to-spirit contact that changes what's in your head. It's not what's in your head that changes your spirit. It's what's in your spirit that changes what's in your head. Change your thinking.
And that's why I think before we started the show, I used Pharaoh in the Moses epic. Or situation,
mm-hmm.
And how stiff-necked he was. And thinking of what hard-headedness and all of the things you've heard about that kind of stigma of people, you see what happens when Yah does not connect with that same spirit that is his. You don't get knowledge and wisdom. You get fed the other one. That's what Pharaoh was getting. Think about it.
Okay. He said, what do you get fed? Poison?
Didn't we hear the story in the book about the breaking of the bread or the bread, bitter bread?
Right. Poison.
That's what Satan is giving you.
Poison. Exactly right.
Yah is giving you the wholesome of the all wholesome.
He's giving you the bread of life.
Thank you.
He said, I'm the bread of life.
Thank you.
Eat me and you live.
And that's what Yahshua was trying to say.
Yeah.
Devour his example, his way of life. Most of all,
hold on. Hold on. Not how he thought, how he lived.
That too, but how he thought, how he lived were in unison, union. And I'm not talking about homophobic gayism here either. I'm talking about in union.
I know exactly what
you're saying. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. What you're saying.
And I'm whatever that homophobic stuff is, I have nothing against gays. I understand the situation. I just wish they would understand and come to grips to what they are, right or wrong.
Okay.
That's it. Sorry about that. That's a side note. Continue, my brother.
Okay. Okay. Yeshua said, this is not a classroom situation. This is a life situation. He said, follow me. And he led the way. He didn't say, I'll preach to you. No.
Or lecture you. Come on.
That was never part of his method. He said, follow me.
Even Yahshua understood his creation. When Proverbs says, train up a child, what does the word train tells you? Train doesn't mean lecture, does it?
Apprenticeship.
Exactly. Train means be an example. Show them the way.
I agree, 100%. Now, I can say, okay, basically this is our studio, we're looking through that, I can see apprenticeship program. I can see my son, Jonathan, as an apprentice to Jehima when it comes to computer. But apprenticeship is a life thing. Look at Caesar. He says, okay, he followed his father, now he has his license. I'm saying the apprenticeship program in terms of the community means that, okay, you're a plumber, find a young brother. You say, okay, come on, brother.
The opportunity is to offer the opportunity to anyone in the community who wants to learn plumbing, because the more plumbers you have in the community, the better the plumbing is going to be.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, look.
Why not learn as much as you can? Who says you got to just be this one thing? Cainites had their first multi-genius. There's multi-genius in Ethiopians. That's what scares the Europeans the most.
Definitely.
That's why I said this coming from San Diego, that so many of our freedom fighters died so that the Europeans could deny us more. All the death that our freedom fighters have died for, the Europeans have denied. They still have denied us.
Elaborate, brother. Give me a concrete example of what you're talking about. Name a name in terms of the context of what you say.
I'm talking about freedom fighters who have died for the cause that they have so eloquently sacrificed for. And I'm talking about not integration here, but they've been denied.
Would you say Malcolm X fit that?
Of course.
Okay. Okay. You say of course.
Of course.
No. Oh, let me take this a little further for the listeners.
Freedom Friday, y'all.
Okay. When I say take this a little little closer. You say Malcolm learned in the field. When I say learn in the field, we had a show to discuss this a little bit.
Well, you Jamaicans would probably call Malcolm a frontline soldier.
A frontline soldier.
You wouldn't call Martin that. But you would say he was in the Civil Rights Movement. But you would call Malcolm a frontline soldier because you would take everything he did from the streets to everything he became then. Martin only comes in from the Civil Rights Movement. And that's why I wanted to show the length in what I was trying to say and that statement was made. Frontline soldier.
Okay, but you know what, brother? Many times we compare these two gentlemen. And you and I respect both of them.
Oh, we must.
Okay.
We must.
But when you're talking about Malcolm learned what it's like to live in the streets. Did some time in prison. You get what I'm saying? Then that is where he got a change.
Had his share of white women. Let's be up front.
Okay.
When Martin was dangling and playing, Malcolm had already
been there,
done that.
Yeah.
See, that's one of the things that nobody talks about and why I stand behind Malcolm so much. Because Malcolm was very disciplined. Change your diet. Change your mind. Or your way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Cultural research and finding who you are. That takes discipline. What did Malcolm have when he was in prison? Time to get disciplined.
Okay.
Freedom Friday, y'all.
Freedom Friday. Okay, but Jehovah, listen to this. When you say discipline,
I'm serious.
You and I are parents.
I'm serious because most everybody says that I'm very disciplined. And I don't take it as like a weakness. To me, that's a strength. Because if you're going to be a frontline soldier for the Most High, you have to be disciplined. You know how your boy is out there. He's throwing beautiful women, money. He's trying to use all his little temptation weapons to distract you. You've got to stand firm.
Okay. You know who, would you say Yeshua was a frontline soldier?
I almost used the word hell, but that would be mockery against my boy Yah. Of course.
Yeah, you know they hung him. Of course, they killed Malcolm.
Look, you and I already know. When you say you're a frontline soldier, somebody puts a gun right into and tells you you're going to die, you're not going to blink.
Not at all.
And you're not going to be feared. You're like, why are you wasting your time? You should have done it by now.
Get it over with. But
threats don't do nothing to you. Torture you for what?
Okay, but when you said, you know what Yeshua called the those that followed him? Disciples. Why? It was about discipline, brother.
Very good.
Yeah. It was about discipline.
Very good that you picked up on that.
Yeah. And I learned. Very good. I'm still learning a lot of discipline from you. I'm saying, one day I'll get halfway close to how disciplined this brother is. But I'm saying, we are different in a lot of ways. But you say he led by example. He led by example.
What did I think I said it on this show that Christians need to just read and do what Yah did. I'm not talking about the miracles, the little things. Then engage your ministers.
Okay, let's be more literal. I'm saying, and I've mentioned this many times, you said, the church beyond its walls.
See, on Freedom Friday, everybody gets talked. We talk about everything.
Exactly.
That's what Freedom Friday is about.
Okay.
No subject is censored.
Right. Freedom Friday.
Freedom.
Okay. You say, the old borrowed concept of church as a building where you go and you gather instead of church as you come out on the street and you recognize, oh, that one is homeless. That one is...
I don't want to make you laugh, but okay. You know who held church and did it very well?
Who?
John the Baptist. What was John the Baptist doing? He wasn't holding service, but he was holding church, because what was he doing? He was telling the people what was up and what was coming. And he didn't tell them to come where he was at. He came to them.
You're right. All right. You know they cut off his head, right?
That's okay, man. Because it was done over envy and jealousy.
Twin spirits.
And a woman was involved. A Jezebel. She's not characterized. They don't call her Jezebel, but she was, because she got her daughter to abide by her wishes.
Okay, let's
put and this. Used her daughter to seduce.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
That's Jezebel, baby. Okay, that's Jezebel at its finest.
Brother. In other words,
and I'm like Elijah. That's why you have to be disciplined, even when it comes down even to, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, sexual pleasure. Because I'm like Elijah. Hey, could be a Jezebel.
Yeah. But, okay.
Just don't know. You want to take that chance? Elijah did.
Okay, Jamie, we are talking to soldiers. No, I'm saying, brother, listen to my brother. You say, I told you, of course.
And remember, Yahshua didn't look like a frontline soldier.
You're not going to get into the picture of how he looks.
I'm just saying. He's not even... The way he is projected. You don't get no Rambo out of that.
No.
Interesting, isn't it?
Very interesting.
And you look at the other prophets of the Most High. They were gladiators. Only with the exception of Samson.
Okay, Jamie, listen to this, man.
Come on.
A frontline soldier is not necessarily a man with a sword in his hand or a gun in his hand.
I agree. That's why we wanted to make sure that we got those other images so you could, and then we could say, okay, now you know what these are. Let's give you the real one. And that's what you gave them.
Yeah.
The real one.
Because we were just talking about Malcolm. Malcolm didn't have no gun in his... No, he was not talking about no gun, but he was talking about revolution.
Let's give Malcolm... Let's be fair with Malcolm.
Okay. Any means necessary?
No. Let's give Malcolm his respect. Because does self-defense causes revolution? No. Malcolm was based on self-defense. The right to defend yourself. Malcolm was more human than Martin was when it came down to understanding what it is to be a human. You have that right. When Malcolm came out of prison, Malcolm saw himself equal to the European, despite the European had the letters. Malcolm had a brilliant mind.
Where did he get it?
And he did not challenge the Europeans. He engaged them. And was smart enough to use their own words to paint him in a corner.
Okay.
And they could not beat Malcolm on his facts. Malcolm beat him on the head like a club with him.
Let me say this.
And this is, I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show, but I don't know why. It doesn't really make any relevance to anyone. This is also February, the month of Black History Month in this country.
Is Black History Martin?
Black history is the historic aspects of African Americans since the days of slavery till now. That's the problem with black
history. That's the problem in this country. That, okay.
Because they're only going to give you, they're going to tell you about all the people who've done different things.
Okay. Now, and if you're talking about Malcolm, what did Malcolm say? I'm not a black American. I'm an African living in America. I want my roots.
Malcolm just happened to die this month. That's the problem. Bob was born this month. What? February to me holds something more important than just the black history bull crap. Sorry I had to say that, but it is. To me, it is. Because until you encompass us as a whole, you'll never understand what your destiny is, what Marcus was trying to tell us. One Yah, one aim, one destiny. We've done some great, great, great things. We have nothing to show for. Why?
Let me ask you a different question.
Come on.
Okay. How do we change that? When we have something to show for it, what will that showing be?
First,
would we have gained respect as a people?
That's the problem right now. Look at the catastrophe in the world as it is today.
Okay.
What is it missing? Men of vision. Men who treat women with and children with dignity and respect. Everyone has a place to live and food to eat. Let's start taking care of the planet.
Well, let me say this. From what you just said, isn't that the beginning of a leader who will lead a global grassroots? You don't like the word movement, do you?
It doesn't matter. But it's not going to just be me. It has to be those of us who think alike who are probably not even going to be in the same place at the same time. And see, I see it greater than how you see it. Because the only person I know who can pull this together is the Most High.
Can I present a problem with that?
Come on.
Because you see, to you and I know, and the show is you and I. You and I know the Most High. But many people don't know the Most High.
Why do they not want to know the Most High? And I'm not insulting their intelligence. I want them to look from the inside out, not from the outside in. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, from the outside in, what Satan has done to you, you're not going to like. So go inside. Go where he has kept you away from and see what's there.
Okay, my brother, you ready for a chess? I remember, you know what the chess game I remember the most? United States and Russia.
Of course, everybody did. That was like the Cold War or the meetings of who's the smartest European on the planet when it comes to chess.
Who won the game?
Russians.
maybe that's a sad note for this show. But I don't have anything against the Russians, basically. But the point I'm making is that when you say, okay, the most high, yeah, okay. You say, I'd asked you this before. Okay, I'd asked you this before. I said, brother, many people try to get from outside in, and you can't get from outside in. You have to get from inside out, and then the outside change.
I hope you got that, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
But you couldn't say it again.
You cannot get from outside in. You have to come from inside out. The kingdom of Zion is within. And then the outside will change. So what will change is what's in your head. Because it's not what's in your head that's making you spiritual. It's what's in your spirit that's making your mind change. Change of mind. You did mention that as part of. But I'm saying, you said if there can be a global agreement as to a consensus of a global humanity. The basics of that is that everybody have enough to eat, that they are safe, that you don't have certain people that is accumulating millions and billions while other people are starving to death.
And we don't need governments as the governments are today. What we need is a community government where communities work together.
I agree 100%. Now, let me ask you a question, though. Where will that institution come from? It's not going to come from any particular nation. It's not going to come from the United States. It's not going to come from the United Nations. You're saying it can...
I'm going to put it right back where it belongs because that is the problem. That is the willingness of the people. And I'm going to borrow a statement from... what's her name? Having to get older, and I'm sure she's going to be recognized this month too as a civil rights leader. But she said, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's what causes willingness. And those who know who said that, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
It's on the backs of the people.
It is.
How much art can the people take of this Luciferian whip? How much before they get fed up? Not to the point where we have seen what's going on in Egypt and other countries today. What would happen if they saw an organized one, but they didn't see it on TV? If people came together peacefully, assembled, handled their business, and then when the cameras came on, nobody even knew what happened. All they know is this is what's in place now. A consensus of the people to decide to rule.
Okay.
And everybody's going to have a say-so.
Okay. You also...
I also bring it on almost on the same lines of how Israel ruled. Remember, I told you at the time of David, you and I could have got a word to David.
Exactly.
A grievance or something.
Okay.
Based on how they had their, in order for Israel to be the way they were, they had to have it something together like that. There had to be fair representation. I mean, every 7 years, if you didn't pay whatever the loan was, it was forgiven. Unless there was a grievance. I'm sure you could take it to David.
Okay. Are you saying that the people had access to go straight to David?
They had representatives who would take to another representative to get
his attention.
What was going on in that part of Israel.
Okay, let's bring this to today. You think it's as easy to get to Bishop Blake?
I always heard the higher you go, the harder it is to get to you, but how hard it is to get to the number one guy?
I'm not laughing at this, because to me it's not funny. You get me? The structures that are being
built. You're laughing at the truth of the whole thing.
I'm laughing, and
there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
We laugh at truth on this show because sometimes it does. It busses you up.
It does. And I'm saying, what kind of structure are you building, brother, where if the goal is intimacy, you have so much structure that you become this distant person that can't be reached?
And this is the Luciferian system
that
I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
In other words, all you become is a picture. Who is this person?
Yeah.
And you don't meet the same people that are supposed to be contributing to the way you live. I'm saying those structures have to go, brother.
And here's where I'm going to bring Yahshua back in. Yahshua was accessible, wasn't he?
Definitely.
Okay, I make my point.
Definitely.
That's why I said you have to devour Yahshua, his example, the words that he said, or you become a Luciferian.
Okay. Now, two words, trust and obey. The reason why I put those two words, you say, in this community, trust is important. I who have been here for many years, know who's who to trust, but developing trust, not saying, you behave like this, you behave like this, you behave like this, but you say, oh, I'm your neighbor. Hi, how are you doing? Is everything all right? They say, how can we put this water? We are developing community, neighborhood. But at the same time, we are saying, we know that that particular house over there, that's a very important house in terms of a source of maybe a key item that is used.
Okay.
Okay. Now, we are saying, we have heard the story that somebody destroyed the community gardens, where many people planted stuff and got their food. They said, we are planting the community gardens again, and we are planting it in the government, supposedly the government plant. But we are saying,
but you're doing the guerrilla style.
Guerrilla style. It's better.
Yeah, because you're doing it right under their noses, and before they know, they don't realize, how did this happen? Right under your nose, because you wasn't paying attention.
But you know what I learned? That nobody's really paying attention. People might think all that government business and you think they have a structure going. I make reference to say, you have a structure going? How did you allow a whole community that is dissolved now, where you had some people did some time in jail, this one is paying so much, and the whole thing collapsed under this current system? How could that ever happen under such a system? You have to look at this system. And we have said many times, this doesn't work, brother. Look at the situation in Egypt. If you just discard that, what will take that its place? Don't make a bad situation worse. I'm not saying promoting keeping anybody. But I'm saying, who is the governing people that will decide on what happens to Egypt? It's not the United States. It's not the United Nations. It must be a global people that have one voice. You and I made that point.
It really starts with the people, or the so-called people of Egypt, who are not the real, true Egyptians, as you know. The Arabs migrated in Egypt and took it over pretty much. But that's fine. I don't have an issue with that.
Okay.
It's still in Africa. I want to make sure the listeners understand that. It is not part of the Near East or the Middle East. It is an African or an Ethiopian nation.
Jahima, why you think I was joking when
I asked
you?
We'll take it back.
Okay.
And we'll take it back if we ever get...
You didn't think I was joking when I asked you if Egypt is in Africa? Because you noticed that Africa is not mentioned in all this?
Africa doesn't exist. That's the point that I'm making. I'm glad you picked it up. Because I don't want to make it easy for people to see what I'm trying to say. I want them to come to their own realization of what I'm saying, because that's what truth does. Truth doesn't convince you. Truth has a way of making it look, you look at yourself.
Exactly.
And that's what I love about truth.
And I'm saying, to me, that hits home so hard, because I'm saying, I don't have no home. I'm not anybody.
You're an outcast. I don't exist. It's like I tell you about...
Outcast from where?
Yeah. You're an outcast, bro. You're in this country, you're an outcast. Where's your home? Where's home base? Sorry. Where's your home base? That's what I love about Garvey.
I think maybe it's about Garvey, bro. I think maybe
you telling me this. Look, you telling me this. This is Freedom Friday. This is month of February, so-called Black History Month. Here we go. Stay here with the Europeans. Integrate with them. They're going to give you some ghetto home base. For all them years of torturing you, you can stay with them. Or get on a boat and go to home base. What would you choose, my brother?
When you say back to Africa, okay, who owns Africa, brother? The white man.
Well, let's not say who owns it. Let's just say who controls it. But he does own it.
He owns the land, brother.
But he owns it through control.
And he got the guns, too. How do you take that back?
That has not been a problem. Because, like we said, that's their nature. We have to fight a guerrilla war style that makes their weapons ineffective. Just like the Vietnamese learned about the United States. And the United States hits them with their best. Well, ancient orange and napalm bombs. That ain't nothing to play with, bro. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They still won. Vietnam won.
Thanks to that tunnel.
Thanks to the tunnel. Where else have you heard about tunnel? The drug war?
Yes.
You mentioned something about caves and mountains.
Of course. Where would you want to store your munitions? What were they saying about Obama? I mean, no, sorry. Not that brother. Sorry. Osama.
Mm-hmm. Bin Laden.
They said he was in what? In the caves. He probably was. How are you going to find him? They're working on a satellite that can probe. You know that. You know that, right? You know they're working on a satellite that can probe mountains to see.
Okay, Jay, go listen to this.
Because as long as he stayed up in those mountains or wherever he was at, how are you going to find him?
Because those probes can't penetrate the material that those mountains are made of. Certain probes can't do that, right?
Okay.
So he has a shield.
He's got something.
He got a shield?
He ain't a dummy.
Well, look at so much sophisticated technology and you can't find him?
Not if he...
Why?
Because he's using legacy, homemade stuff like lead. Stuff that can't penetrate.
Lead, brother. But who...
Old school stuff.
Okay.
Something that a show like MacGyver, you know, a guy who's smart enough to figure out how to get out of a jam, just like in this room. You'll find something here to get out of a jam.
Because
he has that mind to know how to put certain things. Make explosives.
Okay. We did a show on the guy from, I think, Colombia, who had all this drug money.
Oh, we talk about Escobar. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You see, I would love to be an Escobar. I would scare the elite to death. Because remember I told you what Escobar did. He built his own prison. But he also did things the government couldn't do, like build homes for his people.
Exactly. He had the money.
He had lots of it.
He had a product.
No denying. The demand was very high. Killed a lot of people, but it was, yeah.
Okay. let me make this point. I use the word trust. In this community...
Yeah, obey.
And obey. In this community, we know each other very well. Now, I said to him, I was stopped, like many brothers, LAPD. He said, why don't you help us, brother? I said, help you in what way? I mean, the general consensus is, if push comes to shove, it's all of us against you. You follow what I'm saying? And I said, we don't really need you to police us. We can take care of ourselves. You get what I'm saying? And I'd put the question to you bluntly. You see a day when our attitude towards LAPD will be one of come and visit our community. And feel free to get out of the car, because the idea you have in your head as to who you're dealing with is not a real one. Somebody put that in your head.
Yeah, you're gonna have to undo their training or alter it. See, that's playing chess.
Exactly right.
Against the system.
Exactly right.
That's why our boy is running loose. You know why? Ain't nobody checkmating homeboy.
Exactly right.
But Yah has given us the power. Yahshua came back and redeemed us. Yet we're not binding or bounding a damn thing. Excuse me. Why? It's like letting a toddler run loose and have tantrums all over the house. You're just gonna allow that to go.
Are we doing better?
How are you gonna get that child on without whooping him?
Exactly right. Exactly.
How do you find another way?
Discipline.
And love.
And love. Love is always
tough. Love. Love has to be tough love.
Yeah. You got to be tough love.
Though. And you have to be consistent and repetitious.
Okay. I was discussing with Marion the idea of firstborn son is named Junior. We were discussing this before we started doing the show. You say, that's not such a good idea. If I was where I am now, I wouldn't have done that. Because I don't want my son to try to copy I.
Or to carry your burden.
Huh? Exactly right. Because I want him to be him, independent, and see out of his own eyes. I don't want him to see out of my eyes.
We got about 12 minutes to go.
Okay, you gotta begin to wind things down. No, I'm saying, Jamie, in terms of community, in terms of abandoning tradition. When I say abandoning tradition, and it's interesting that you use the word nutrition. I look at Tony and say, brother, you gotta change what you eat. I know you grew up with that, but let's think health. Because,
well, let's think body. What does the body need for you to do what you have to do on a consistent basis without it getting sick?
Exactly.
Like a machine. That's how you think. That will cause diet to become nutrition.
Okay. But you have to combat a machine that almost hypnotizes you with all that advertising that you need this, especially a child.
Television, that's
a tough machine to fight, brother.
You're talking about television, right?
Yeah.
One-eyed devil. Television, if you ever notice, most of the commercials are insulting. It's a marketing. It's almost like something almost like Batman. I don't know why that came up. The Joker. It's like the Joker playing a trick on you. Insulting you in a nice way. The Joker was real good at that.
Okay. But Jamie, look at it this way.
Or was it the Riddler?
Okay.
But anyway.
In terms of Batman. But look at it this way. You're saying technology is being used without regulation in a way.
No, without any conscience. People are just putting their whole personal life for everyone to see, and the government is not even asking you for it. Now, if they asked you for it, would you be willing to give it? They're allowing you to sow food. That's why they love them those social sites. Because you want to know anything or learn anything about people, go visit them. People are telling their life story, thinking that they're trying to be what? The next star? Sounds like a trick to me. And you know my boy Lucy, he is very like I said about Nimrod. When they said about Nimrod, he was what? What kind of hunter? A mighty hunter.
What was the other? So.
And y'all say he was very good at it. And so we know Lucy is very good at what he does too. Very good.
Okay. We had
10 minutes.
Okay. Okay, let's say Bev passed through a set up.
She's trying to.
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
Always adoring her. Okay. Anyway, yeah.
I let her know.
Yeah, don't have to. She knows. Okay. I'm a fan.
Okay. But you say, why does Yah allow bad things to happen to good people? So that it strengthens you. Once you know you can overcome those things, you become stronger. You become a soldier.
Well, let me put it this way, because, you know, Yah is fair and just. If you have the right to test the spirit, does he have the right to test you?
Exactly.
All right, then. Be ready. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Be ready. Because you never know when your time is going to come. And you're going to be tested.
But
you're going to be tested.
I also made a statement. I said, I want you to meet my brother, Jehima. And the title of my book, How to Be Black in America, the Jehima and his story. We have discussed all these things about name change and all this, but I said, I wouldn't say the streets, but I say in the field, just like how the field made Malcolm, the field made you, brother. Because you knew what it's like, the power of a basketball game, to pass through all of those barriers. And I said, post-traumatic stress disorder, you have to know what it is or how to walk with respect through these streets.
Without somebody...
With this skin color.
Yeah, without somebody whipping your ass or asking you what set you came from.
Exactly right.
You know, I did dodge all that.
Then you have an obligation to tell somebody, brothers.
I did dodge
all
that.
Because you saw that story about these guys hanging up this one on the post, on the news, hanging up these bullies, hanging up this little youth on a fence. Or maybe you missed that.
You must have.
I'm saying, brothers, why are you doing that to your brother? And Al is sagging and I'm saying, where is culture gone, brother?
To hell. But really, where has it gone? There's no respect. If you don't respect home base, there's no respect for anything.
You know, the key word on the street is respect. You know where that word came from? Aretha.
It's almost overplayed as keep it real. Those are the two main mantras on the street, respect and keep it real.
Yeah.
I don't see nobody doing anything on any level of respect, and y'all ain't keeping nothing real.
So it's all a big joke.
It's bullshit.
Bullshit, man.
You know why? You know why? It hasn't changed the white man's view of you. Not one iota.
I agree. But you know, in mentioning respect and Aretha, that was influenced Rocksteady in Jamaica. Now this lady is still standing strong. She still got that voice for the Queen of Soul.
Aretha Franklin.
And that voice. Mm. You get the picture? I'm saying, it's like we don't talk about our ladies much. Like we don't have lady soldiers.
We do. The only thing I can say about the Ethiopian men, we have to come from under this European thing. We can't be men under this. You know why I say that? The only thing you can be in Hollywood, if you and I wanted to be prominent Academy Award actors, what do you think what role we would have to take in order to be able to garner an Academy Award, even a nomination? What role we would have to play?
I don't know.
We'd have to be a woman. woman, then we'll make it. Or we'll pay a homosexual.
You and I, we did a show. I know we're...
5 minutes.
Okay, we're winding up. You said manifest destiny. Jehovah God intended that the white man rule. And this pure race business. And you say, I said this, that the white man's greatest fear is a free black man.
It's worse than that.
Elaborate.
It is us to take our rightful place where we belong from the get-go.
I agree.
That's what they're afraid of.
Profound insight, brother. I stand corrected.
And we have not taken that place. I want to. That's where I want to go. Because that's what standing on the shoulders and the backs of Malcolm and others has shown me.
No.
Who we truly are supposed to be. We're idiots right now. The sports, the music, we're just being exploited. Because like I said, pull us out from all that, who's going to watch it? Who's going to watch it?
But we don't own it. We don't own it.
No, we start our own.
You said that.
And I bet you they come watch us. Just like they used to do back in the day during the Harlem.
Start our own from which country, bro?
There we go again. It has to be Africa.
It has to be Africa.
Or Ethiopia, I'm sorry. Because that's the only place right now that the infrastructure has never been rebuilt. Free, but never rebuilt.
So are we saying we're headed home? And home can be America? That home is Africa? Ethiopia?
This is really home. But how do we take it back? It's going to be it's like Michael said, it's going to have to be a blood revolution. Because you're dealing with Europeans who are going to grab guns. There ain't going to be no honor in that. You know that. Remember the Civil War? They fought over us as slaves. Now some of our people, they won't find out this month. Maybe they will. But hopefully they'll find out that, you know, we fought on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we were taught that we fought on the right side, the north. Mm-hmm. After I went through my transformation, come to find out, we fought on the other side, too.
Oh, yeah. History.
But history did not show us that. It wasn't on TV.
You should wind on the show, David, because you have the last word, brother. And we don't want the listeners to leave with a despairing attitude that we're saying we're hopeless, we're lost.
No. We need to get back to who we are supposed to be and quit trying to be them. Love ourselves. Embrace ourselves. Find out what we're supposed to be, not what we've been engineered to be.
Okay. As the originator of civilization.
I don't even want to say that. How about the originator of humankind?
Ben.
Okay, bunk that civilization. That sounds Europeanish.
Very European.
Because we didn't do that. Well, I say humankind because everywhere we went, we brought gifts of our technology and our love to the people when we were the first explorers of the world. That's why the people embraced us and wanted us to marry within the family. That's why we're all over the planet. We didn't come in raping. Instilling, we came in and enhanced their way of life. That's our nature.
That's our nature.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to our show. We hope that you've got something out of this. As always, Amandala, my brother's on lockdown. Wake up. Please wake up. Peace.